Today's shir is Masechta Chagiga Daf Chapez. We will begin on Daf Chapez Amud Aleph, six lines from the top. We had learned in the previous shir, the Mishnah taught us that we're not allowed to be toivel, we're not allowed to immerse one keli into another keli. And then our shir, we had learned two different reasons for that concern. Ravila's concern was concern of chatzitza, that when we have one keli within the other keli, we need to be concerned that the water won't be able to get in between the two kelim. There's going to be chatzitza preventing the water to get in or wherever it needs to get. And that's why Avila said it's not a valid tefillah. Rava said a different concern. Rava's concern is that the halacha tells us that whenever we need to connect areas in Hilchas tefillahs, we have to have a hole the size at least of a Sheferis Hanoid. The size that a straw, a certain size tube, can fit in. And that's why we learned if you have two mikvahs connected to each other, neither one is a kosher mikvah, and we want to make them kosher, or we want one mikvah is kosher, one isn't, we have to have a hole connecting them the size of a Sheferis Hanoid. And Rav is concerned that you may not have that size hole when you're going to be toivel one keli in another keli, which would invalidate the tefillah. So begins today's shiur with the question, my ikabein de ravel de ravila, what is the practical halachic nafkamina between these two approaches? Answers, the gemar ikabinayu, the nafkamina will be by salva gargatoni. When you have a large keli, we have a large keli which has wide holes. Shemilam kelevit bilam. And you filled up this keli with other kelim in order to be toivel it that way. Mamanda Amr, according to the Mamanda Amr, that the concern is Mishum Chatzitza. So the Chatzitza is always a concern. Mamanda Amr Mishum Gzeira, Shama Yatmel, Machtam Vitzinaris Beklish, Eim Befir Kishwaris Anoid. The concern is that you may not have the proper size hole. Salve Gagatoni, Eim Befim Kishwaris Anoid Leka. You'll never have a situation, says Rashi, they're always very large kelim. And since they're always very large kelim, we're never going to have a situation, explains Rashi, that we need to be concerned that you won't have the proper size hole. So the Rishonim and Achronim asked the question that we know whenever Chazal make a gzeira, they make a gzeira to fit for all situations. They don't start making differences. As the Gemara often says, Nosatet v'rech l'shurim. Chazal don't say, this time it's good, this time it's not good. If it's an issue, it's always an issue. Yet here we're finding, as the Rishonim and Achronim, that we do have, the Gemara does say, such a consideration. How do we understand this? So, there are two ways that I saw that the Rishonim and Achronim respond. The Torah Evan says, that even though when Chazal make a gzeira, they make a gzeira in all situation, explains the Turi Evin that that's only if the case that they're making a gzeira for has the possibility, albeit a distant possibility, that we could have a concern. But, and that's what the Turi Evin seems to say, is what Rashi's saying. If you have a situation where you'll never have a problem, then there's no reason to make a gzeira. Since, says the Turi Evin, the salvager d'tuni is such a large vessel that always has this large hole, there's never going to be a situation that a salvager d'tuni doesn't have the big enough hole, so therefore there's no reason to make a gzeira. Tosfos Rid takes a different approach. Tosfos Rid's approach is that the salvager d'tuni are a vessel that's built entirely different than all other vessels. All other vessels, we know, are typically narrower on the top and wider on the bottom. And in such vessels, Chazal made a gzeira. Chazal said that even if it doesn't make a difference what size hole the vessel has, we have to be concerned that the hole may not be big enough and it's not valid. But by salva gargatuni, explains the Tosfos Rid, the way it's constructed is the top and the bottom are the same width. So since this is such a different type of vessel than all other vessels, says the Tosfos Rid in explaining the Gemara, it's a totally different type of vessel, and that's why Rava didn't see the need by such a vessel to make a gzeira that maybe it's not wide enough. Says the Gemara, Vaz the Rav le Tatasai, and Rav le Tamei, and Rav is following his opinion. The Amar Rava, Rava said a number of lochas in Hilchas Mekfas regarding a sal v'garatoni. Sal v'garatoni, if you have this type of vessel, shemilin kelim v'tbilam, you put other vessels into this type of a vessel, tahirim. It's a valid tefillah, even for kaidish. Even though, as we've been learning in our Mishnah, that when it comes to immersing a keli for kaidish, a keli b'toch kli is not a valid tefillah. By this type of vessel, as we just have been explaining, Rava holds it will be valid. Furthermore, mikvah shechok b'sal v'gagatani, as we mentioned a moment ago, if you'll have a mikvah, that neither mikvah has the proper shear. One mikvah is a kosher mikvah, and the other mikvah is not a kosher shear. And we often speak about how to connect these two mikvahs, hatoivel sham, and if it's separated by sal v'gedatani, loy also loy tefila. Even though these are typically wicker baskets, so the water is able to pass through the basket from one side to the other side, still, it's not a valid tefillah. And Rava proves his point. Earth also has pores through which the water could come out. And yet, if you have a mikvah of earthen floor, and the mikvah doesn't have that bo'am saw, the halacha is, and the fact that the water could come up through the earth is not going to make your mikvah into a kosher mikvah. And many Rishonim have a very strong question on this Gemara. Because as we have indeed learned many times, the minimum shear, the minimum size of a mikvah is a bar saw. But whenever we speak about a mikvah requiring a bar saw, that's when we have a pool of water. But here we're speaking about a mayon. Here we're speaking about a well. And a well doesn't have to have a bar saw. So why do we need that the water is coming up through the earth that we achieved a bar saw? It doesn't require a bar saw at all. So some say that because of this question, that when we say that a mayon doesn't have to have a bar saw to be a kosher mikvah, that's only if we want to use it to immerse kelim. So the halach is that a mayon doesn't have to have a bar saw. But a person who wants to go to a mikvah, even if the mikvah that he's attending to is a mayon, there the halacha is, it's going to be a b'ayim saw. And that's why the Mara's question is an understandable question, even though we're speaking about a mayon. However, others, notably the Gra's opinion is that here we're speaking about a mikvah. We're not talking about a mayon, because a mayon, explains the Gra, never needs a b'ayim saw, no matter what is Matt or who are immersing in it. Rather, here we're talking about a mikvah, but we're talking about a regular mikvah, a pool of water that has an earthen floor, and not a mayon. And therefore, the Gemara wanted to think that since the water seeps through the earth, it should be a kosher mikvah. Teaches us the Gemara that we don't rely on that. And similarly, we will not be able to rely on a wicker basket separating the two mikvahs to connect them. So we have been learning that if you have the outer keli and the inner keli, and putting the inner keli into the outer keli, it's not a valid tefillah. However, because of the concern of shveris anoid or chatzitza, but says the Gemara, v'hani mili, that's only if the outer keli was a kli tohar, and therefore it doesn't need any tefillah for itself. However, aval, says the Gemara, if the outer keli was a kli tameh, so it requires tefillah for itself, and the tefillah for itself is certainly a valid tefillah. The halacha is, since migo de salka tefillah kula gufa de mana, since it works for itself, the halacha is, salka la namil kelim disbei, it will work even for the kelim that's inside. So the question is, if the concern here is that the outer keli has a very narrow opening, if it has a very narrow opening, so why should it be valid tefillah even for the outer keli? Don't we need to have an opening the size of a shveris hanoid? And the answer is that since that's how it became Tomei, since it became Tomei that way, why when it had that small opening, it's going to be considered a valid opening for making that entire outer Keli Tahor. And since it's a valid tefillah for the outer Keli, says our Gemara, then it becomes a valid tefillah for the inner Keli also. And the way the Achrayim explained this Gemara is because the outer Keli had to be immersed properly, Chazal said that if we're immersing the outer Keli in a proper way, that it should get properly immersed, it will work for the inner Keli also. Of course, the Torah Evan makes the point. He says that only in a situation where the outer Keli is Tamei Midaraisa would this be a good Sfara. But let's say the inner Kelim were Tamei Midaraisa and the outer Keli was only Tamei Midrabanan, then it would not be a valid way of doing the tefillah, because the halach then is that it's not really, the outer Keli doesn't really require a tahara. Furthermore, I saw a beautiful pshat from the Tverish Shloima in this Gemara Pidrush. He says there are people that try to makariv, the people that try to bring people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People who did Averis, and they try to bring those people who have done Averis closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says many times, who is the person who's most effective in being able to accomplish this? He says somebody who he himself experienced Averis, and he himself went through the process of doing tshuva, is in a much stronger position to influence others to do tshuva versus somebody who he himself never did tshuva. And that's, he says, Pshat in our Gemara. Miga de Saka Tfila, since this person who became about tshuva and learned for himself what it means to do tshuva, then he's also an individual who can help others do tshuva as well. The Tanan. And the Gemara brings a raya to this point from a Mishnah, Masechta Mikvos, Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah teaches us, Kalim Shemilon, Kalim, if one Keli was filled up with Eli Keli, Vit Bilam, and then you put them all into the mikvah at the same time, Hare Elu Tahirim, it's considered a valid tefillah, no matter how narrow the opening is. V'im Loi Tavol, but if the outer Kalim doesn't need tefillah, Hamayim Merovim, Achi Merovim, then the halacha is that the inner keli will only be tahor if the opening of the outer keli has to have the opening, the size of its tferes hanoid. So our Mishnah is very much teaching us that it makes a difference if the outer keli is tamei versus if it's not tamei. And the Gemara explains itself. My kama v'loy tam hakama v'im einet tzarich let biloy. If the inner keli, if the outer keli doesn't require tefillas kelim, it's a tardiga keli. Mayim ha-merovim, the inside keli, cannot become tar at she-merovim, as we said, kishmer sanoid, until it has the proper size opening. Of course, as we mentioned in the previous year, the question is, why is this an issue? Isn't the halacha the min b'minoi ena chaitzitz? And the outer keli and the inner keli are both kelim, says the Tiferes Yisrael, that even though there is indeed a halacha throughout Shas, a min b'minoi ein echaitzitz, if the two types of things we're looking at are the same, they don't serve a chatzitza, but the reality is that the inner keli has to be immersed. And if it's not being immersed properly, it doesn't have the ability to become tahar. Another pshat, as we explained in the previous year from the Givas Pinchas. The Givas Pinchas explains that min b'minoi ein echaitzitz means the one can be considered an extension of the other. So a tamid keli can be an extension of a tamid keli. But if here the outer keli is tar and the inner keli is tamid, then it cannot be viewed as an extension of that keli. So we see from here that when is the requirement of a that the hole, the opening, has to be at least the size of a sheferes hanoid, that's when the outer keli is tahar and the inner keli is tamei. But if both of them are tamei, we don't require that there should be a size, that there should be an opening the size of a shveris amoid. Says the Gemara, this that we began our shiur with today, why you can't be toivel, a kli b'toich kli for kodesh, the machlokes of Rava and Rav Ila, says the Gemara, ha, this machlokes that we've had, the machlokes of Rava and Rav Ila, actually suggests the Gemara Tanoihi is a machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya, the Brisa teaches, salva good tuni, you have these large kalim, shabilam, kalim vet bilam, you fill them up with other kalim to take them to the mikvah, bein l'kodesh, bein l'truma, in all situations, it's considered a valid tefillah. Abishalaymer, obviously the reason is, like Rava said, that the reason we don't allow tefillah kli b'toich keli is because that doesn't have the proper size hole. And as we explained early in our shiur, by salva gugutani, we never have such a concern. And since by salva gugutani, we never have such a concern, that's why that would always be a valid tefillah. However, Abishol's opinion is the truma of Avul Kodesh. Presumably, what is the explanation for Abishol? Abishol's concern is like Rav Ila said, that we're concerned for Chatzitza. And since we're concerned for Chatzitza, so it doesn't make a difference what type of Keli the outer Keli is. Still, the halacha is that it's going to be considered, at least as far as Kodesh is concerned, as a Chatzitza. And since it's concerned, it's considered a chatzitza, by Kodesh, we're not going to be satisfied with that type of tefillah. And as I saw, the Achronim and Rishonim point out, why if somebody did this, is the halacha is that it's not a valid tefillah? Why b'di'evid is it not a valid tefillah? So the Achronim, Taisus is kasha. So the Achronim, Chazanish, I saw answers, that the concern here is, as we're going to be learning in our Gemara, that somebody will see what I did. And they're going to think that what I did here was not only b'di'evid, but rather what I did here was even valid l'chatchila. And because of that, Chazal said that the tefillah is not valid even b'di'evid. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, if, as we just explained, that we're concerned that people are going to make a mistake and think that you could do a tefillah this way, Trumanami, why are we not, don't we have the same concern by Truma? Our Mishnah only said that this is a concern by Kodesh. Why is this not a concern by Truma as well? And the way Rashi and most Rishonim learned this Gemara's question, that this question that the Gemara is asking is not only is going both according to Rav Ila's explanation and both according to Rava's explanation. If we're concerned that people are going to learn that you can do a tefillah and they may do a tefillah in the improper way, so we should be concerned for that even by Truma as well. Says the Gemara, Laman Kamrinan, ask the Gemara, to whom are we addressing? L'chaverim, if our Mishnah is speaking to people who are makbid, chaverim, people who know the halacha, people who are scrupulous in following the halachas of Truma Tahara, so Chaverim made the idea. They know that what's the proper way and what's the improper way of doing tefillah, and there is no concern that somebody may come make a mistake. Says the Gemara, fantastic. If that's the way we're going to learn, Ihochi Kodesh Nami. So by Kodesh also, the halacha ought to be that if our Mishnah is speaking to Chaverim, why are we concerned by Kodesh? And I saw that the Sefer Siach Yitzchak says that this Ihochi is a different type of question than normally we have throughout Shas. Normally, when we have a Ihochi, is the Gemara said something, and based on what the Gemara said, the Gemara says, well, if that's what you're saying, Ihochi, I have this question. The question that the Gemara says the Siach Yitzchak is asking now is a question that could have been asked right away. If we're concerned, as we've been learning, that the tefillah is not being done properly, and people are going to learn to make a mistake and do the tefillah the wrong way, if that's your concern, it ought to be your concern by Truma as well. Yet why did the Mishnah differentiate between Kodesh and Truma? Says the Gemara, a chaver knows to do things right. But Chazal said, as we've been saying, we're concerned that the Amoritz will see the way he's doing it, not realize the nuances, how he's doing it, and what is and what isn't acceptable, and end up doing it the wrong way. Says the Gemara, Trumanami. So that concern applies by Truma as well. The Chazal Amoritz, Vazul Matbal. Says the Gemara, Loi Mekablina Menei. When we get a keli from Amoritz to use for Truma, we don't accept their kalim. And since we don't accept kalim from the Amoritz, and Tosfos takes us a step further, not only don't we take the kalim of Amoritz as far as Hilchas Truma, we don't even take their Truma. And since we don't take the Truma, we're not concerned that the Amoritz will make a mistake, that the Amoritz we're going to end up using a keli that the Amoritz put into the mikveh and put it into the mikveh the wrong way. So, again, ask the Meiri, based on everything we're learning, but don't we want to prevent the Amoritz from doing the wrong thing? And if the Amoritz sees us being toivel a keli by Truman a certain way, maybe it'll cause him to make a mistake by Kodesh as well. So explains the Meiri, even though the Maratzim recognize that there is a difference between Kodesh and Truma. And since they recognize that there's a difference between Kodesh and Truma, just because they see us doing something by Truma will not teach them that they may do the same thing by Kodesh. Ask the Gemara, Kodesh Nami, loin the Kabul Menei. So ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're learning the Mishnah, so by Kodesh we shouldn't accept it from them. Answers the Gemara, Havalei Eva. If we're going to refuse to accept Kodesh from the Amoritz, that could cause an enmity between parts of Klal Yisrael. Certainly something we want to avoid. Says the Gemara, if that's our concern, a very valid concern, so if so, Truma Nami Havalei Eva. So by Truma also, by us refusing to accept Truma from the Amoritz, we're going to cause Eva. Says the Gemara, Le'ich B'Slei. The Amoritz is not concerned that we're not going to take his truma. The Azu Yavle L'Koyin Amoritz Chavrei. He can always give it to another Koyin who's Amoritz. In other words, the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara. Kodesh is not something that you could decide to which Koyin you're going to give the Kodesh. Because every week there was a rotation of Kohanim who worked in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Kohanim who worked in the Beis HaMikdash got the kachim that they brought. And the way I saw the Achroinim explain, not certainly the kachim, the Kohen Chatas and the Kohen Asham that were brought that week were given to the Kohanim who were on call that week. And it wasn't something that you could decide to give to a different Kohen. But even the Chaz of Ashok of the Kohen Shlomim, which we know the Kohen Shlomim, small part of the Kohen is put on the Mizbeach, then the chaz of Ashok go to the Kohanim, and then the rest of the carbon are taken home by the owners to eat, explained that Achroinim, it wasn't that the owner had a right to choose which coin he's going to give the chaz of Ashok of his carbon shlomim. Rather, the chaz of Ashok, as soon as the carbon shlomim were offered, the Kohanim who were on call took their portion, took their chaz of Ashok, and the rest was taken home by the owner. And therefore, it's not like you have a choice to give it to the Kohen Amoritz. And therefore, if we're going to refuse to accept Kodesh from the Amoratzim, there's a concern of Eva. Ask the Gemara, Oman Tana de Chayish Leva, who is the Tana that we find in Halacha that is concerned for Eva? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi. It represents the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi, Neima Hakol Namon Mataris Yayin. Why, as we're going to learn further in our Masechta, is everybody trustworthy that the wine that they're bringing could be used for the Nesachim? The Shemen, that the oil that they're bringing is tar and can be used for oil for the Karban Menachos? Kol Yom HaShana, this halacha applies all year round. Kedei Shlo Yechav Echav Bayin Abayin Latzman. Chazal were concerned that if we're not going to treat them that way, If we're going to say to the Amoratzim, we're not ready to accept your wine, we're not ready to accept your oil, what we're going to do is we're going to turn them away. And by turning them away, what's going to happen is that they're going to leave us altogether and they're going to make their own religion. And we need to be concerned to make sure that that doesn't happen. And that's why we should accept it from them. So I saw that the Sefer Beis Oitzer says, so that has nothing to do with Eva. It has to do with them preventing them from making their own religion. Bono Atzma. So Beis Oitzer says that Rabbi Yossi, we find throughout Shas, is the man, the Omer, is the opinion that holds, that's concerned for Eva. He explains that that's why Rabbi Yossi teaches us, when you have two Kohanim Gedolim, you have to be concerned what you let each Kohen Gadol do when one is a substitute for the other. So we see that Rabbi Yossi is concerned for Eva. So says the Beis Oitzer, Rabbi Yossi of Engel, once we see that he's concerned for Eva, here too, the concern obviously is a concern for Eva. We're concerned says the Gemara, Amra Papa, command Mekablina Adnes Duso, Miamarz, according to whose opinion do we accept testimony, Bismanazef from Miamarz, Kreb Yossi. Again, we're concerned for Eva, and if we're going to accept their testimony, we're going to refuse to accept the testimony, it will turn them away, and therefore, we accept their testimony. But points out the Ramban says that since, even though we're learning in our Gemara that we are accepting testimony from Amaratzim, but we do have the concerns that we have about Amaratzim, about their level of scrupulous in keeping Torah and Mitzvahs. And therefore, before we accept testimony from the Amaratzim, we have to question them, quiz them, to be certain that they're saying the truth. However, the Rishonim also point out that even though Rabbi Yossi, as we're learning in our Gemara, is being lenient because of this concept of Eva in treating Amratzim may be better that they ought to be done, that's only by Amaratzim that are unlearned people. But he says, in a situation where we know that Amaratzim violate what the halacha requires, so it's not just a question of not being Talmid Chachamim, it's a question of lack of Shmiras Torah Mitzvahs. There, Rabbi Yossi's concern of Eva, as serious as it is, cannot allow us to accept them without question. Ask the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah that by Truma we are allowed Keli B'Toch Keli. But ask the Gemara, V'Nechesh L'Sheila, why should we not be concerned that somebody borrowed a Keli that wasn't toiveled properly? And why should we not be concerned that maybe somebody did not toivle the Keli properly? And now I will borrow that Keli and thinking that it was properly tahor when it's really not. And the answer would maybe be that Chaverim don't borrow Kalim from my Aretz. But the Gemara now is going to prove that they did, that Chaverim did borrow Kalim from Amaratzim. And since Chaverim did borrow Kalim from Amaratzim, why are we not concerned that they didn't immerse them properly? The Tanan, for quotes the Gemara, the Mishnah Masech, the Idyas, Kli Cheres Matzal are called Divrei Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel's opinion is that a Kli Cheres, we know, is only Metar Me'aviroi, only Metam, something that comes into the airspace of the Kli Cheres, and that's why Beis Hillel holds that if the Kli Cheres has its summit puzzle, if the Kli Cheres is an oil hames, anything that's in the Kli Cheres will not become Tomei with Tumas oil. Beishamai Omrim, Eina Matzah Oichlam Ala Mashkim with Kli Cheres. It only prevents Oichlam or Mashkim Kli Cheres that are inside that Kli Cheres from becoming Tomei, but it doesn't help if there are other Kalim in that Kli Cheres from becoming Tomei. That's one area of dispute between Beisham and Beis Hillel. The other area of dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is if there's a mace in a house, and the house is a two-story house, and the mace is on the bottom floor, and in the upper floor, if there's a roof separating, a ceiling separating the bottom floor and the upper floor, so certainly only what's on the bottom floor becomes tamei with tumas oil, not what's on the upper floor. But if there's an opening between the bottom floor and the upper floor, and that opening has the shear of a tefach al tefach, that makes that the two floors are one, and even if the mace is on the bottom floor, what's on the upper floor also becomes tamei with tumas mace. But if somebody put a kli cheres in that hole to close it up, then it prevents the tumah from going up. According to Beis Hillel, then if you close up that hole with a kli cheres, that prevents the upper floor from becoming tameh. Beis Shammai disagrees, and he says that it does not have the ability to do so. And the Gemara begins. Amalan Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, Neima, why are you disagreeing? Why are you saying that not everything that's in the kli cheres that's sealed is tor? And why are you saying that this kli cheres that's used to close up the hole between the bottom story and the upper story of the home is not considered a valid way of closing up the hole? Amr Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai, the reason I'm Beis Machmer, the kli cheres I'm talking about is a kli cheres that belongs to Am Haaretz, and therefore it's tamei, and the halacha is ain kli tamei chaytzitz. Yes, a kli cheres to prevent the tumah from going up, but not when it's kli, when it's tamei. And this kli cheres, because it belongs to Am Haaretz, the halacha is, therefore, it does not have that. It does not have the ability to separate the tumah. Amar Beis Hillel, v'lo tahartem oich lemashkin shebetoichai. Says Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, if you want to be so strict and consider this kli tamei because it belongs to Am Haaretz, so why you be lenient? Why are you being lenient with in saying that if there's food or beverages or kli cheres in the kli cheres, that it wouldn't be tamei? If it's kli of Am Haaretz, so everything in it should be tamei. Amar Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai responds to Beis Hillel. Kshitarnu oich lemashkin shebetoichai. When we were lenient regarding the oich lemashkin that were in the kli cheres, we're only lenient for the Am Haaretz. The chaverim don't eat anything that belongs to the Am Haaretz. They don't use the kli cheres, and therefore we were lenient for them. Aval Natalo is a keli, that if we're going to say that the entire keli is tar, then shitar to lachat v'gamloi. The kelim, they do borrow kelim. In other words, the opinion of Beis Shammai is that the kli cheres of Am Haaretz are really tamei. Still, we're not going to do any harm to anybody, says Beis Shammai, if we're going to allow the Meichel and Mashkin, the kli cheres that were in it, to remain tar, because Am Haaretz are not careful from tumah anyway. But we can't say that other things, that the kli shetef will be tar, because chaverim borrow metal kalim from the Am Haaretz. And since the chaverim borrow metal kalim from the Am Haaretz, this kalim will be tameh. In order to make sure that the Am Haaretz doesn't make any, that the chaver doesn't end up using a keli that's tamei, the halach is we go and say that all the kelim in the kli cheres are tamei. Tanya, so here we say that we have a raya that the chaverim borrow kli shetef from Am Haaretz. But the Gemara goes on. Tanya, on Rabbi Shua commented to Beis Shammai, "Boishni medvreichem Beis Shammai, I'm embarrassed from what you say. Efshe isha, because according to the way you're learning, we're learning like this: that the food and the kli cheres that are in a kli cheres will not be tamei. The food and the kli cheres in the upper floor that was that the hole was closed up with a kli cheres of a maritz will not be tamei, but the people will be tamei. It says Rabbi Shua, who represents the opinion of Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, ef she isha lo shebareva, you'll have a situation where a woman will be preparing dough in a bowl, isha bareva tameim, the woman and the bowl are tamei shiva, because we're saying that it doesn't have it's all tumas oil. Tumas oil is tumas mace. Tumas mace is a tumah for 7 days. You have to have the paraduma ash mixture sprinkled on you on the third and the same 7 day. Or batzek, but the food will be tahar. Loigin, the barrel, mali mashkin will be filled with liquid. Loigin tamei tumas shiva, and the mashkin tayrim. He says it's difficult for me to understand how you can make such a distinction. Nitbalay Talmud Echem B'Talmud Beis Shammai says the Gemara, one of the Talmud Beis Shammai connected himself to Rabbi Shua. Amalei Oymalach Talmud Shabbai Shammai. He said to him, I will explain to you Beis Shammai's reasoning. Can I please explain to you Beis Shammai's reasoning? So Rabbi Shua said, Amar, Amalei Amar, please say so. Amalei Kli Tamei Chaitzitz or Ein Chaitzitz. When you have a Kli Tamei, between, in the hole that we discussed earlier, separating the bottom floor and the upper floor. And the keli that's separating, that's closing up that hole, is a kli tamei. Does it have the ability to separate the two floors? So he says, ein chaitzitz. Then he continued asking, kli amaretz, tamei or tahar. How does the halacha view the keli of an amaretz? Amalai. So he says, the halacha views the keli of an amaretz, tamei. Says the Talmud to Rabbi Yeshua, imata oimel tamei. If you will tell Am Oritz that his keli is tamei, klum mashgiach lach, will he pay attention to you? If you'll tell him that his keli is tamei, what he's going to say to you, he's going to say to you, shalchotar v'shalchotamei, shalitar, my keli is tar, and your keli is tamei. In other words, Beis Shammai's explanation really is that everything ought to be tuma. But Chazal, Beis Shammai was concerned that if we're going to take such a strong approach, then the Amaratzim will completely ignore us. So that's why Beis Shammai explained this Talmud of Beis Shammai was very practical. And what he said was that something that we could easily take to the mikveh, a metal keli, a kli shetef, which if it becomes tamei, all it requires to go to the mikveh, and that's why it'll be tahor. So that's why the Amoritz will accept that psak, and the Amoritz will, that's why the Amoritz will listen and take it to the mikveh. But food and drink, and certainly kli cheres, they can't be taken to the mikveh. If we're going to tell the Amoritz that there's nothing, that they're tamei and they have to be thrown out, he won't listen. And therefore, in order to prevent that from happening, Chazal made this distinction. Says the Gemara, Miyad Holach Rabbi Yeshua, Nishtatach Kever Beis Shammai. After this happened, Rabbi Yeshua immediately went to the Kever Beis Shammai. Oma Neisilchem Atzomas Beis Shammai. I owe you an apology. Umas Damashalachem Kach. If when you say things that are different, difficult to understand, they have a very good reasoning behind them. But for Rashis, places where you did give a clear explanations, Alach's kam v'kama, how seriously we have to take what you said. Amru, and says the Gemara, Kol Yomav, Rabbi Yeshua's entire life, Hushkri Shinab Metin Anosov. His teeth became black because of his Tanesim, because of what he realized that he had spoken improperly by saying, and the Ramah in Chosh Mishpat Simon Tuf Chof Simon Sif Lamed Ches says, if somebody speaks negatively about somebody who's no longer alive, he has to fast, he has to do tshuva, he has to give tzedakah, and if the kever of that person who he spoke negatively about is within nearby, he should go to his kever and ask Mechila. And if it's far away, says the Ramah, he send a shliach to ask Mechila on his behalf. The Magen Avraham, however, in Simon Tof Reish Vav Sifkat and Zayin, says that the halacha that you have to go to a kever tas mechila is only one when you spoke negatively and you did something against a person who is alive. But if the person is no longer alive, you need not do so. Our Gemara is seemingly questioned on the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham, in our Gemara, as we see, when Rabbi Shua spoke negatively about Beis Shammai, he was no longer alive. Yet we find in our Gemara that Rabbi Shua went and asked Mechila from Beis Shammai. So some want to say that Rabbi Shua actually already spoke this way when they were still alive. Others explain that Rabbi Shua wasn't required to do this, just the way they defend the Magen Avraham. But the reason Rabbi Shua did so was a midas chassidus. He went lefnim Mishur Sadin. But it's important to point out that the Shulchan Aruch in Ar Chaim Simen Tov Reish Vav Sif Gimel says Takonas Kadmoneinu V'Acherim. There's an early takono Shloi Lahotzi Shem Ra'al Meisim, that we have to be very careful how we speak about people who are no longer alive, not to speak in any negative way. But getting back to our sugya, says the Gemara, Ketanimiyas, L'chavaloi, that the Mishnah said that Natasa Keli Shatat L'chavaloi. So clearly we see, as we mentioned earlier, Alma Shalinimahu, that we do borrow Keli from the Amoritz. And if we do borrow Keli from the Amoritz, how weren't we concerned about the way there's a Tefillas Keli for Truma? We may end up borrowing Kalim from the Ma'aretz and that weren't immersed properly. Answers the Gemara, Ki Shim Lina Meneim at Binalei. When anybody borrows a Kali from a Ma'aretz, he is careful to take it to the mikveh first. Iyachi says the Gemara, not really Beishamai, Beishamai. So then Beisil should say to Beishamai, Shalina Meneim at Binalei. When we borrow the Kalim, we're going to take it to the mikveh. And therefore, there's no problem if we're going to say that the kelim are tar, and even though when they're not, because anyway, we're going to take them to the mikveh again. Answers the Gemara, Tamei meis boy hazor shlish v'shvi'i, and we're worried that it has tumas meis. And tumas meis, as we said a few moments ago, you always have to wait at least 7 days, because the third day and the seventh day of the tumah, you have to take it to have the tara of the meipara. And says the Gemara, Umana l'shiva, yoymi l'mushli inchi. People don't lend kalim for 7 days. And since people don't lend kalim for 7 days, I borrow the kalim, but I won't be able to use it. Says the Gemara, v'tevila l'mahemni. But ask the Gemara, we're saying that we don't trust them. V'tanya namani amaretz, ataris tefilas t'mei meis. They are trusted. Amar abayi l'kasha. Habagufa, if the Amoritz himself became Tamei, that's what could be trusted that he did tefillah properly. Habakalov, on the Kalim, it's not the same. So the way I saw the Achronim explain the Gemara, Amoritz is able to understand that if a person became Tamei, he has to have a proper tefillah. But he can't understand that Kalim should have that type of requirement. Rav Amar Idi v'Idi b'Kalev. Both Mishnais are talking about his Kalim. V'loy Kasha. Hod Amar Olam Loi Tabalti Kali B'Toy Kli. If he says that I never put one Kali into another Kali when I did Tvila, then we could trust him. Hod Amar Tabalti, but when he says I did it, one Kali and another Kali. Av Loi Yibati B'Kli Shem B'Fish Veres Anoid. But when he says I was careful not to use a keli that didn't have the right size opening, that already requires much more attention to detail. And we're concerned that the Amoritz doesn't pay that type of attention to detail. And therefore, we will not trust him when he says he did tefillah that way. And the Gemara says, V'atanya. Atanya here is Anakasha. Atanya here is a raya. The Gemara brings a raya that we have such a concept. Nama Amoritz Lama Peres Lehochshur. The Amoritz could say that fruit, we've learned often that food is not able to be kabel tuma unless it's mukshel kabel tuma. It becomes wet, so it becomes susceptible to tuma. Amaretz is trusted when he said that it never became tamei, that it never got wet. We can't trust him to say Paris Hochshru, they got wet, but then afterwards they were never Avalai Nitmu. So we see that there are different levels of Namonis Tama Aretz. But we said the original Teretz was that we do trust them Agufai. Ask the Gemara of Agufai Mimahemin, do we trust Am Aretz about he himself? But Tanya Chava Bala Hazis, if a Chamber became Tamir Thomas Mace, the halacha is that, and he says that today's already the third day from when he's Tamei. And since it's the third day from when he's Tamei, he's already able to get the water sprinkled on him. Mazon la miyad. Ha'amaretz shebo'al ha'azaz, but if Ha'amaretz comes with the same type of a claim, e'mazon alav, we won't accept when he says it's the third day. Achiyas b'fanenu, until we see in front of us that 3 days have passed. Shlishi v'shi. So we see that we don't trust the Amoritzim about their own body. Ella Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, because when we come to the Amoritz, we don't trust him. We could trust him when we don't trust him, says the Gemara, when he says that today is day three. Because he may be saying something not true, and it may not yet be day three. But once we trust him, that today is that once we do the Azar, we could trust him and say that he did have a proper tefillah. And when he says he had a proper tefillah, we don't need to do the tefillah again.